We have the Nookie's Cookies owners, Lindsay and Courtney Norton, straight off of a llama.
Yeah.
And people are going to think, what in the world? Help me understand this.
Mm-hmm. Well, hang on. Can I tell that whole story here real quick? Because it's hysterical to me. All right. So Sheila was like, I saw you hiked with llamas. And they said, yeah, we did. And then so Sheila was like, was it in some safari? And I just imagine she's thinking it's in some foreign country somewhere. Where did you do that at? Gatlinburg?
There's a safari in West Tennessee. Some kind of safari thing.
It was just funny, though. It was like, did you go to...
Courtney knew what I meant.
Yes.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Lindsay probably did, too. She was excited with me.
So let's get down to it. Nookie's Cookies. It's been a true home business for quite some time. But now the big step to a brick and mortar. Where is it, and when's the opening and all of that?
All right. It's at 370 Reagan Street, Suite C.
It's now tell us buildings.
Yeah, like where? No, like Reagan Street,
right behind the Tennessee Legend Distillery, beside Zach and Sarah Photography.
Oh, yes,
okay,
right across from,
I got
from
you.
The Justice Center.
All right,
and grand opening is May the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So week.
Next week. Yeah.
As I said that, I felt like Lindsay's heart went into her stomach.
It did,
Lindsay.
It did.
It's fine.
And then back out, and then back
fine.
In.
Yeah.
Everything's
fine.
I'm fine.
I mean, really, this is such a it's a huge deal to be doing this. To watch from, you know, you started at the ground floor, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just in your house making a few cookies for some people.
She started with the Easy Bake Oven.
It took off. It's to the point
the light
that
bulb went out.
To the point that now opening up a brick and mortar makes sense. I mean, that is a huge journey. Did you ever think when you were making your first batch of cookies that this is where you were going to be? Or not necessarily where, but a brick and mortar is where you're going to be.
Absolutely
not.
Not
at all.
No. This was meant to be just kind of something fun to do because we both love to bake and be a little creative. We didn't necessarily think that it would grow to what it is now. So, I mean, we're grateful.
Yeah.
It's been an awesome journey.
I mean, just the wear and tear, you know, on being a business owner and then being a business owner with a few more bills. I'm sure that's a little stressful. How are y'all handling that?
She's fine.
It's
She's fine.
Fine.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. We go hiking with llamas.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So
in Tennessee.
So everything must be good.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Now for the store, is there going to be like more variety of cookies, or is there what's the difference in having a store going to be?
So instead of just
scoot up just a little bit more, we can
instead of just being able to have cookies, we get a lot of people who sometimes want our cinnamon rolls, our homemade brownies, and all of those things. But due to the fact that they make so many, where we're a home bakery, we just can't make, you know, two.
Right.
It makes more than that, and so a lot of people don't necessarily want 12 brownies at a time. So having a
12 brownies at a time,
yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Having a storefront will allow people to get like smaller quantities and some of our things that we only make larger quantities in, as well as we will have a special little our favorite things corner of just things that we love personally, like just different products and items that we are fond of. So
now, will this place, it'll have a kitchen in there, so you won't be at home anymore?
No.
she's a cute little space.
She's
small.
Okay, I got you.
Cute. Yeah.
So you're still home cooking then. I got you.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, secretly, do you prefer that, or do you want a kitchen somewhere else?
I think down the road, if this was a good baby step to see what it would look like if we weren't in our house all the time. So I think down the road, it's not off the table. But right now, like, we still have kids laughing and doing lots of life things. And so just the expense that comes with all of that equipment, we're just not ready to really take that big of a leap yet.
Well, you've done a great job of taking it as it comes, you know. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of business mistakes. And I'm sure y'all have seen them as people try to grow too fast. That is definitely not the case with you guys. It almost seems like you pumped the brakes a few times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, life is, like she said, life keeps lifing. So,
yeah.
Well, you know, we have a daughter that's getting married. I have another daughter that's about to go to MTSU, and son is about to graduate high school next year. So
y'all can't have a daughter that's about to get married.
August 31st.
Really?
They look like children themselves.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah. Well, that's always a man. I'll just be real honest. When mine got married, I cried like a baby at that father daughter dance thing.
Yeah.
You know, I held it together pretty good, just a couple of tears. But during that, like a baby. So
it must have been the Hey Dudes.
It must have been the Hey Dudes. No, I had nice shoes on for that. I went wearing Hey Dudes to my daughter's wedding. But be prepared. Be prepared.
We're getting there.
It's tough. I don't know about your mamas.
He's fine.
He's fine. He's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
So we talk about different varieties of stuff. You'll have your classics, I'm sure, mm-hmm. the ones that everybody always gets.
Yes.
But what are you adding? Or just some things that you made specialty throughout the years, kind of?
Yeah, just pretty much our entire menu that you see online that, you know, sometimes people message us and I'm like, well, you know, you have to order 12 or I'm not doing it because it's time consuming.
Right.
So those items will be readily available, like the cinnamon rolls, the brownies, our cookie bars, like all of the random creations we come up with, they'll be in the store so that it's easier for people to grab.
So when you talk about, like, you know, all the different things that are going on with you guys, will there be regular hours? Have you set the hours? Are you hiring employees? Or how's all that working?
We like to live crazy. So far, no employees on the radar. It will just be the two of us. Thursday, Friday, Saturday is our planned hours to start, just to see how things go, because we are both still working full time. So that's how we're going to juggle it.
Oh, wow. Now.
From like 11 to 6 is what we said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll see 11 to 6 Thursday, 11 to 6 Friday, and Saturday 9 to 5.
To see how it goes.
We're gonna try to make Saturdays our cinnamon roll day. You know.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Saturdays are for cinnamon rolls.
Saturdays are for cinnamon rolls.
We're also talking that there wasn't a kitchen or anything in there. It's just the cookies and everything. So you would have to carry everything from your home to the store. How much of a haul is that?
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. Is it not?
No, it's only about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
No, that's not terrible.
No.
But then you just put it, what, you put them in different boxes? How does that go?
Yeah, we'll just put them in.
Nah, Sheila, she just throws them all in the trunk.
Yeah.
Well,
separates them when she gets
there. They bought a little Nookie's Cookies box full of cookies for us.
I bet they use bigger boxes.
But no, that's what I was like. I didn't know if they were.
We have big storage bins for our events that we use already.
Thank you, Lindsay, for not making me feel silly like
yes,
Jason.
Yes.
Why don't they want anybody to think poor Lindsay's out there, you know, carrying tiny little cookie boxes
that's
in there.
That's a big old box.
One
right?
by one, you know.
No, that's me. I'm the pack mule.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm sure there's some people listening or might be listening to the podcast that have a dream of starting a business, or maybe they have a talent that they could start a business with like you guys did, you know, to take that first step. Like what was that first step for you guys, and what was it like? I mean, taking you all the way back to when you first thought this could be a business.
Well, the first step, I actually used to always listen to a podcast called Side Hustle School.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I always said was find a need. You know? So one of the things we always found was, of course, we love cookies. We love desserts and sweets and just food in general.
Mm-hmm.
And we never could find just a good cookie. We always found like the field cookies or like the royal icing cookies.
Yeah.
We just couldn't find good cookies in different flavors that you could just buy at an affordable price. So
I was
at the same time, I had a guy at work that loved the banana pudding cookies.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, maybe we need to sell these.
Yeah.
So
what was that first step? Like, I mean, what paperwork? I mean, was there that first step of saying, you know what, dang it, we're a business. Like what all did you have to go through?
You just had to go to City Hall and file a business application with the city and the county. And then they, you know, sign us up for those glorious taxes. And we were off to the races.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, it sounds, you know, all that part, you know, sounds easy, but then the part of actually being in business. That's
or actually getting Lindsay to say yes, I'm going to cook all this.
Yeah. I did not immediately say yes.
She did not say yes.
why not?
I just had a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a lot. I'm a very, a little bit of a self-doubter, a little bit of negative Nancy. So I just didn't believe that people would actually want to pay for something that I made. So anytime I would make something for someone and they would say how wonderful it was, I'd be like, maybe they just like me. Maybe they don't really like the cookies that much. They're just being kind. And so I would just self-doubt a whole lot until... Yeah.
That's the way Peyton Manning was, too. Every time he threw a touchdown pass, like, maybe that receiver just likes me.
Yeah.
That's exactly the same. That's championship thinking right there, for sure. So, but obviously you have a good cheerleader.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, great. I think everybody, because, you know, there's so many people who are talented at things, but they always, there's a lot of self-doubters out there. So talented, but can't ever get to that point where, you know what? People need to know about this. That's why you got to have a hype man.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I'm a hype man. All right.
Have you always naturally been the hype man for anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just the optimist. It's just, you know, you see something you want to do, why not try it?
Right.
You
know,
and if it fails.
A negative Nancy needs that.
Yes. Daily.
Well, no, I've run us into some pretty crazy situations.
Well, there's so many singer-songwriters that come in here, like on Fridays, we always feature them, and they're like, oh, it's so funny to hear me called a songwriter when they've been writing songs their whole life. So I guess when somebody does something, it's hard to believe that so many people would want to hear it or want to taste something you've cooked, and it's a good feeling, too, I'm sure.
Yes.
When did you finally believe that you actually made good cookies?
I don't think even after almost 5 years, I still am like, oh, okay, they want to order from me. I get so, there's times that customers that will just like, that I remember from like the first year of ordering, and then like I don't hear from them and because they moved away or something and they reach out. Like I'll even like almost get a little teary-eyed because it just means so much to me that like people from like way back then are like, oh, I haven't been able to have your cookies in 3 years and I'm coming back, like I want them. Or especially like whenever moms from out of town trust us to like do something for their student at Tech, like stuff like that. I love it. It just means a whole lot. Like our loyal customers, like, just means a lot to me.
I mean, do you think that's a reason why like that mindset is why you keep innovating and keep trying to get better and better and better and better? I mean, that's got to be, I mean, that's a good thing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a motivator for
sure. Well, you know, anybody that takes pride in what they're doing, I think that's more of it than anything. It's just you just have such pride in what you do. I get that. That's but that's why your cookies are so good. I guess.
Yes. Okay. Yes. If you think so.
Well, now stop it. We're just whole things about you being a self-doubter. Just say thank you.
Yes. Thanks.
She's a great person, too. She bends over backwards. She even inspires me.
Yeah.
Bends over backwards to get people what they want. And just if they have any kind of special request, she's just trying to find a way to make it happen. So she's inspiring to me just how she just loves to just make dreams come true, even small ones like in form of cookies, you know. So,
well, they are delicious, and we're excited about the grand opening on May 10th and 11th. That's going to be at Nookie's Cookies. It's over there behind the Legends Distillery. It's Reagan's, that back street right there, right?
Right?
Yeah, the Maddox Building.
The Maddox Building, yeah. And it's right across from the Justice Center. I bet you'll have a lot of good lawyer business over there, hopefully.
We hope so.
Lawyers love cookies. That's what I and brownies. They absolutely love them. So, obviously, you know, you got this coming up. Now, I also hear congratulations are in order. You got a daughter getting married. So, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And one graduating. My goodness, got a lot going on.
Anything else you didn't tell us about that's about to happen?
Our 12-year anniversary is on May 5th.
Yay! Well, then it's coming up.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
That's this weekend.
That's
right. Yeah.
That's part of the reason why we went to Gatlinburg
and
hiked with llamas, because it was kind of celebrating
our anniversary.
Is that a safari?
That's right. I forgot the 12th anniversary is the llama anniversary.
That's right. That's right.
I forgot. I brought that one down, so I don't
forget.
The llama
anniversary.
All right. So here we are, and all that's happening, and all that's going on. It's been a crazy 2024. Right. Have you stopped at all? I bet you haven't. But have you stopped at all to think about 5 years from now for Nookie's Cookies?
I'm always thinking about 5 years from now. Yeah. So I'm constantly just kind of peppering her with ideas. I'm like, oh, maybe we should do this or
that. It's called priming.
Yes. Absolutely. I get it. If you put it out there, then it may not look exactly how you want it to.
I call it priming because propaganda sounds bad.
You're being the true hype man you are, thinking five years down the road.
So what is it? Can you want to reveal? Or
we don't want somebody to steal it.
Well, I mean, I don't want to mess up his propaganda campaign.
Oh, man. I don't know. Well, we have a couple different ways we can. So the way that this showed up, it was not how we thought it would look. So I'm trying to just keep all the avenues open. So whether that's building on a kitchen to our home, mm-hmm. or finding a kitchen somewhere, or even upgrading the space.
Right.
I really like the space, so I don't necessarily want to change spaces because I really do like
that's
the
great
location.
It's perfect.
It's a great location.
The space is super cute.
Yeah, it's super cute.
It is super
let's
cute.
Just,
I love it.
Let's just get right down to it. It's adorable, right? Yeah. All right, so it's Nookie's Cookies. If you've been a fan of theirs and just wish, I wish I could just stop by and get some. Now you can. It's going to be grand opening May 10th and 11th. What time on the 10th and what time on the 11th? Is there like a ceremony? They're going to do the ribbon cutting and all that stuff that day?
No ribbon cutting because we're just simple, low-key, whatever. I mean, there will be fun things on Friday the 10th from 11 to 6. We don't have the times exactly for our pop-up vendors, but we'll have Petal and Rake with a flower bouquet bar for moms.
Oh, great.
And then we'll also have the Modern Iris, who's debuting her charm bar to make a charm necklace thing.
A charm bar.
I've not done that before.
Well, there you go.
Let me tell you put anything and then bar after it, Sheila.
Yes.
Hat bar.
I saw her at a hat bar, and it was like someone had given her pure cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Have you had anything to drink? I go, just water.
And I was like, are you okay?
He goes, you're high on this hat bar.
Yeah, she was. She's all messed up on it. Phew. Charm bar. So watch out. It's a good thing you're close to the Justice Center. Yeah. So I might have to call the law on Sheila.
I get crazy.
And that's on Friday, right?
That's on Friday.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we are hoping to plan a very fun cookie eating contest.
Oh, boy.
And a cookie cake decorating contest. Yeah. So maybe Saturday will be kind of like the fun, random activities. Just to be fun.
Random acts of fun and kindness.
So the cookie decorating, that for kids too?
Yeah, anybody.
And when I say kids, I mean 2-year-olds?
Anybody.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep. Know what I'm doing this Saturday.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll clean up whatever mess he makes.
No, it's okay.
It'll be fun. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in. I know it's a lot, but everything's going to be fine.
It's all great. Everything's just fine.
Go support a great local business that's just growing and doing so well. It's Nookie's Cookies, Lindsay and Courtney Norton here. Thanks, guys, for coming. We appreciate it.